Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm here with Jason Bruno. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I feel like you're mad at me now.
Well, dude, because you threw that, lobbed that little
softball. I know, I didn't give you a heads up, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's still on YouTube. Jason pulled YouTube, but it's still up, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It is?
Yeah, look up in the corner. YouTube and Facebook, it's showing.
What corner?
I don't know, up at the top where the thingamajigger is.
It just says Facebook on my end.
Oh, I don't know. It's just YouTube on my end.
So it's going to be uploaded tomorrow, though. I just need to, for my own sanity, I need to see how it does when it's on the home page rather than the live page. That's all I need to see.
I took a shower and just let it dry so it's sticking up. In.
Who are you talking to?
Cam said my comb over looks good today.
Jeez. Oh, I got to put the...
Yeah. All right, so yeah, that's a great way to start off a podcast.
I feel so bad right now, man. Can't
figure out YouTube, and my comb over is looking pretty good.
Nasty.
What's up, Mike? Mike, you like this? You might like this one. Our guest tonight is a professional DJ. You might like this one, Mike. So let's jump into it. The website, coolest website on the planet, especially in detailing, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It's where mm-hmm. you can go and find all the links to where you can follow us on social media, mm-hmm. where you can listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify. We also have our cool preferred vendor page, which is all of our wonderful ad sponsors who take mm-hmm. care of us. So we need
you guys.
We need you to take care of them. You know, they're going to take care of you too with a little discount code, but you guys take care with them. Then they'll keep taking care of us. We'll bring you that funny hashtag.
Yeah, you remembered. Are you taking notes?
I do it all the time. I just always do it off.
Do it under the table, you secret hashtag, are you?
Yeah, exactly. And then we have the merch store. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, buddy? Then we have the merch store where you can find the Concaster shirt, the logo, the headphone logo shirt, hoodies. We have the hat.
Who's got a nice shirt?
You like that shirt, don't you, bro? I was trying to kiss up a little bit. No. So apparently we're not live on YouTube tonight. Sorry for all the YouTube watchers. Yeah.
And I'm gonna hear it till tomorrow.
But Jason will upload it tomorrow. So please go and follow us on YouTube. Our channel is the Detail Solutions Podcast. And TikTok, we're like halfway to that 1,000. The Detail Solutions Pod. If you guys could, like I said, I really don't care if you. I know Jason does, but I don't care if you like any of our videos, if you watch them, whatever. I just want the follows. Get us to 1,000. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, I want to be on the show.
I'm getting some really like Jerry Springer vibes from that. I love it. I love it. But you know what I'm talking about? Like at the end of the show, if you'd like to be on the Jerry Springer show, please call this phone number.
I know, but I told you, dude. I'm tired of trying to like search out guests.
I love it because it gave me the idea to try to make an ad for that. Could be that.
Okay.
So I'm saying I'm getting like Jerry vibes, and nice. Not Jerry Grant vibes, but you know Jerry.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So I got my first guest for Friday off of the email. So that's awesome. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Please go leave us a review, 5-star review. If you're on Apple, you know, it'd be nice if you write something out. So I've got a question for you real quick before we jump into this. I've been watching a lot of Barstool today since El Presidente bought back Barstool Sports from Penn. So if we were the BFFs podcast, I mean, obviously I would be Dave Portnoy, but would you be Josh or would you be Brown at Chicken Fries?
I'm not going to answer that question.
All right. We'll jump into a commercial break. We're going to go throw on our jorts and lace up our New Balances, and we'll be right back with Steve from Corvette Today. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
And we're back with Steve Garrett from Corvette Today Podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's great to see you. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
No, man. We're excited
thanks
to do
for,
this.
Thanks
this
for is, coming on.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm a detail geek, too. I listen to all the podcasts. I watch all the videos. I always say the car isn't detailed and cleaned until the tires are dressed. So I'm brethren with you guys. That's for sure.
I don't know. I guess I never finish the job then, because I hate putting tire shine on cars. Just,
that's the first thing I do before I start wiping it down, you know, let it dry so it doesn't, you know, spur up when I'm driving away.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So our first comment, Austin said, whoa, he's got a great podcast voice.
Yeah, that's from 46 years of radio here in Kansas City.
Yeah. So obviously for our listeners are probably not going to know who you are unless they have a Corvette and drive a Corvette or maybe listen to your podcast. Let's get
or
a little
live in
bit
Kansas.
Of a, yeah. Or they're from Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's give us a little, you know, quick rundown of who you are and what you do and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Well, guys, I'm Steve Garrett. I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I have been on the radio here in Kansas City for 46 years. I'm on a classic rock radio station called 101 The Fox. As a matter of fact, you can listen to it online. It's the number one radio station in Kansas City. It is also the number one classic rock radio station in the United States. If you look online, it's 101thefox.net, not .com, but .net. Personally, I started my Corvette Today podcast. I'm the president of the Corvette Club here in Kansas City. Been doing that for 8 years and been in the Corvette world, I guess you can call it, for quite a while now. But I got furloughed from my day job, you know, back in March of 2020 because of COVID. Yep. And my daughter, in her infinite wisdom, said, Dad, do a podcast. You're a radio guy. You know audio. And do something you love. You know everything about Corvettes. Do a Corvette podcast. And I said, you know what? She might have something there. So I Googled Corvette podcasts. Guys, I was so surprised. There was no current podcasts on Corvette as of April of 2020. The ones that were there were 3, 4, 5 years old. So I said, you know what? Maybe that's my opening. So in middle of March of 2020, I started this weekly podcast strictly on Corvettes. Again, call Corvette Today at CorvetteToday.com. I've got a YouTube channel. I'm on Facebook with over, well, about 5,000 Facebook group people on my group page. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, threads, everything. But we do a weekly show that comes out every Monday at midnight Eastern, 12:01 a.m. You can listen to Corvette Today. I'm on Central Time, so that's actually 11 p.m. Sunday night for me. Okay. But every week, every other week, we do a news and headline show. Believe it or not, in the world of Corvette, there's enough news in the world of Corvette to do a news and headline show every other week. It's formatted just like a radio show, guys. There's three segments. There's two commercial breaks in between. Segment one is all on news. Segment two is on Corvette racing and Corvette rumors. And then the third segment is all on the lighter side of Corvette. Okay. So we do that every other week. During the off weeks, I interview A-list people in the world of Corvette. I've had the chief engineer on, the executive chief engineer, the brand manager, the plant manager for the Bowling Green assembly plant, which is where Corvettes are built in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I've had the president and CEO on from the National Corvette Museum. And God rest his soul, I've had Reeves Calloway on twice. And Reeves was a huge, huge fan. He actually said to me, "Steve, this is the best Calloway Cars interview I've ever done." And I looked at him, I said, "Ever?" He said, "Yes, ever." It's like, wow, that was kind of amazing. And, you know, a real true honor. But I've had the chief engineer, the executive chief engineer, and the brand manager on Corvette Today at the same time. Guys, that's never happened before in the history of Corvette. So, you know, things are rolling along, knock on wood. I'm doing well. CorvetteToday.com. You can access everything on podcast. You can get your Corvette Today wherever you get your podcast. You can look at the YouTube channel. Every Corvette Today podcast gets a complimentary or a coordinating YouTube video. What is that? What I do is I take the audio from the podcast and I marry pictures and video to create the corresponding YouTube video. So that's it in a nutshell. It's 4 years old. There's 175 plus episodes out there.
That's awesome.
And you know, go while you're detailing, go listen to Corvette Today instead of listening to your favorite radio station.
Yeah. So we've already got a really good question to jump off with. So Austin asked, what do you think of the new Corvette hybrid?
The hybrid's going to be very cool. The E-Ray has been in development since about 2014. So this is going to be a very, very cool deal. It actually will come out in the fourth quarter of this year. So they've really worked hard, and the E-Ray is going to be very, very cool. So it's using the LT1 engine, which is in the Stingray, and that's basically 500 horsepower. The motor in the front is only 90 pounds, but gives you 160 horsepower. So the car is about 655 horsepower, and I think it's about 573 pound-feet of torque. So this thing's going to be a monster. It's going to be a beast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
the thing's going to be on the tracks everywhere.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, off the line, this thing is, you know, the motor in the front is going to drive this car, and it's supposed to be about 2.5 seconds, 0 to 60.
Yeah. I saw a YouTube video or something a little bit back where they did the E-Ray and then compared it to, I think, the Z06 and then like a Huracan or something like that.
Right.
And like, it was lights out for the E-Ray. I mean, it was like the other two were like not even close.
As a matter of fact, Alex, I'm going to have on Corvette Today next month. The show's already recorded. All I have to do is edit it and make the YouTube video. I've got the engineer that designed and tweaked the chassis and all the internals for the E-Ray. He's the guy that did the Cyclone spin on January 17th on the ice rink at Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he talks about this. The Cyclone spin is really cool. No other car can do this. It spins from the center of the axis of the car. It doesn't spin from the front wheels. It spins from the center axis of the car. So it's truly amazing. And the kid's name is Cody Buckley. And Cody is just a young kid out of Oregon. And he's got all the enthusiasm and excitement in the world. And he talks about this, and the Cyclone spin is just amazing. But Corvette back in January 17th of 1953 was debuted in New York at the Autorama. So they wanted to debut the E-Ray on the same date in 2023, 70 years later. And that's what they did. Wow. They hoisted the car down into the ice rink at Rockefeller Center. They threw in more snow and they just did this cyclone spin live on NBC that day in January 17th.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Cam. Cam's got a good one. I'm going to throw it up there for him. So Cam says, hybrids are like kind of like kissing your sister. It makes you feel good and like love, but you hope no one else sees you, and deep down, you know, it's wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on the hybrids because so many people are doing them now. And I feel like you still at least get the vroom vroom with a hybrid.
You do.
You know that, because that's my thing is, you know, everything's going to you know, EV, and it's just going to lose that vroom vroom, you know?
Well, the nice thing about this, guys, again, it's got the LT1 engine in it, which is in the C8 Stingray, and that's 495 horsepower. Round it up to 500 horsepower. But this is not a plug-in hybrid. You get and you generate power off of this.
Like a curve system.
Exactly. Yeah. So by braking and by coasting, that's how you regenerate power for the batteries. Right. All the batteries are stored in the center spine of the car, and that motor is over the front axle. And again, it's 90 pounds, but 160 horsepower. So that's 650 horsepower right there just from that. And the torque off the line is just crazy.
Yeah. So what's your favorite Corvette?
You know,
jumping right into this one, huh?
Yeah.
Let's when I was a little boy, the 63 split window was the Corvette, right? Daniel. Right? Yeah. See, Jason's raising his hand too. But the 63 Corvette was the one that made me stand up and, you know, take notice. And I was six years old at the time. So it was like, wow, you know, and I remember the days when you can get, you know, any Corvette, especially a C2 like that, shoot, for nothing. Now you can't touch a C3 split window for less than six figures. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, through the years, I like the 78 Pace car that came out.
The black and silver one?
Yeah.
It was like two-tone black and silver?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And that came with two different engines. They had the big and the small engine. You can get it with a stick or an automatic transmission. It even came with a CB, which is really kind of a crazy thing back in those days, in 1978. That was the first pace car that Corvette ever had. But, you know, over the years, you know, I really stood up and took notice when the C7s came out, and I had a torch red C7 manual transmission Stingray. And it was just amazing. I love that car. I put a Corsa Extreme exhaust on it with an X-pipe on it. Man, that thing was just, you talk about hearing the exhaust in the engine. Yeah. I rarely turned on the radio because who needs it when you've got that symphony for the exhaust, know? Yeah. But now I sold that car, and I have a 2023 70th anniversary white pearl metallic coupe. Nice. So Hendrick Chevrolet in Kansas City is our sponsor for the Corvette Club of Kansas City. And they called me and they said, Steve, we've got three 70th anniversary cars coming in. Would you like one? Because I didn't want to be on a list and waiting forever and ever and ever. Yeah. And I said, guys, what's the spec on the three cars? They said, we have two black ones, a coupe and a convertible, and they have one white pearl metallic coupe. And I said, I want the coupe, and I'll tell you why. The white pearl metallic, and for you detailers, this is really pretty cool because this color is just magnificent. It's fantastic. The white pearl metallic is the first time they've ever had a tri-coat color on a Corvette, and it's the only color. This color will only be available on the 70th anniversary cars. So that's why I wanted that. And I'll tell you what, when that car is detailed and looks spectacular, it just glows in the sunshine. But I wanted the coupe. I love the hardtop convertible. It looks like a Ferrari, especially the way the mechanics of that hardtop convertible do their thing. But I want to see that engine under the glass. With the hardtop convertible, it has a vent where the glass is on the coupe. And with the coupe, you can see that engine under glass. And that was a perfect storm for me with the white pearl metallic coupe versus the hardtop convertible. So all you detailers, go check out a 70th anniversary C8 Stingray. The color is just so darn cool.
Nice. Well, our good friend Aaron, he says that he wants to detail for the KC Corvette Club. He says he's actually in the Facebook group.
Oh, nice.
And he followed it up with he's only 2 hours from KC. So I don't know. Maybe we can make a connection there. You and Aaron can work something out and see if you can help him out or give him whatever.
I'd love to. Hey,
Aaron, we get our percentage of any of the deals you get.
Aaron, I'm the admin for the Corvette Club of Kansas City Facebook group page. Just send me a message on Messenger and we'll get connected and we'll make that happen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Alex, says, do you have a favorite Corvette?
Man, I like the, let's see, favorite Corvette. I'm not a huge Corvette guy, but for me, it's the, is it the C1s or the C2s, those 60s eras where it had like that little, like kind of, you know, little, I don't know what to call it, like a little oval shape kind of coming off of.
Oh, you're talking about the Cove.
Yes. Is that what it is? Yeah.
It's the Cove. So that's the C1, Alex. C1, actually, yeah, the C1 is from 53 to 62.
Right. And
actually, there were two body styles on the C1. The original body style went from 53, 54, and 55. In 56, they made that second body style with the Coves through 62.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't sure if it was the C1 or C2, because I know there was the one that didn't have it. But yeah, right. I like those old the really old ones.
Oh yeah.
That and then the Corvette Summer. Corvette. I mean, I know that's a 70s car and everything, but I mean, I remember watching that movie when I was a kid, and that was just like, you know, cool as shit the way that they built that car up. And you know, like, you know, I mean, I remember for, oh God, I don't remember, maybe like 10 years ago or so, like I had seen that movie again and was like all over like the internet, you know, like trying to find out, you know, and there's an actual company that makes all the molds and everything like that. So you can buy all the molds and everything. And then, you know, I mean, you could buy that 70s era Corvette, like, you know, pretty much dirt cheap, you know?
And you guys tell me about this because I, you know, my car never is dirty for, you know, any time at all. You know, I bring it home, and it's funny because when I bought my car, I took delivery on November 10th and we did it at night. Well, you know, we're out of daylight savings time, but I wanted to get my car that day because it was 55 degrees in Kansas City. My wife said, why are we doing it tonight? I said, because tomorrow it's going to be 35 degrees. So here we are, November 10th. It's already dark at 5 p.m. Kansas City time. And we're in the dealership taking delivery of this car. It was pouring down rain. And it was just crazy. So I'm driving home in the dark. It's pouring down rain. I've got a mid-engine car because I'm used to a car where it's got front engine. You can feel that engine under your feet. You're shifting gears. You know, this is a totally different drive. As a matter of fact, it took me about 100 hours of driving the car to feel comfortable driving the car.
So
I'm driving home from the dealership, November 10th. It's 55 degrees. It's pouring down rain and the windows are fogging up. And if you guys have ever seen a C8 Corvette, it has the great wall of buttons down the middle of the console, you know, and I'm looking at this thinking, oh crap, what button am I pressing to get the fog off the windshield? I drove it home. I pulled it in the garage. I probably drove 30 miles an hour. I wiped it down and it sat there for a week and a half to 2 weeks because it was 35 degrees in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But you know, for me, I love those old C1, C2, and C3 Corvettes, but that's lacquer paint. For you guys as detailers, that's got to be a detailing nightmare, doesn't it?
It's, you know, Yeah, it's here or
for
there.
For experienced detailers, no. For inexperienced, yeah. Yes.
Well, I think too, I mean, you know, kind of like we talked the other night with the lacquer or the single stage, like that's thicker. So you typically yeah. have like more to cut on. It's just like Jason said, I think for the inexperienced detailer, what, you know, as soon as you pull your pad off the car and the pad's the color of the paint.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. You know, after you, you know, finish changing your shorts and realize yeah. that, you know, you didn't damage the car. It's just, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like Jason said, it can be a little tricky if you don't have experience with it, but for the most part, there's more paint probably on those cars than is on, you know, your newer car that you would think,
right,
you know, with the clear coat and everything like that would be better. But just because it's paint nowadays is getting so thin. And when I talked with Jason Rose from Rupes, he was telling me, a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, I think, I believe it was PPG has come out with a no bake clear. So that's the wow. biggest thing with, you know, time in the factories, right, is they're basically waiting for paint to dry because they have to bake it, and that's what slows down production, can't get the cars out fast enough, whatever. So PPG came out with a no bake clear that you could spray on and it would immediately start hardening.
Wow.
Well, and because of that, you didn't need to spray heavy like you would need to make sure that it baked out, you know, and everything. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of the cars now are so thin is because of that no bake clear. Whereas, yeah, you know, back in the older days with that lacquer, that single stage, they just go to town with it, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, and I'm glad we're talking about this, guys. This is perfect timing. And thanks for the segue. At the yeah. end of this month, I've got a guy that's coming on Corvette today. His name is Chuck Valentini. Chuck is the body and paint manager at the Bowling Green Assembly Plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
The
C8.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I just finished making the YouTube video today and it's coming out the week of August 27th, I think it is, but they did a $439 million expansion for the C8 just for the paint and body shop alone. Wow. It was an $800 million expansion of the plant for the C8. But Chuck talks about all that. He talks about how they paint Corvettes. They paint Corvettes completely different than any other car. They don't paint it as a whole. They paint the body panels all off the car together, right, but separately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll have doors hanging, you'll have front and rear fascias hanging, you'll have the body hanging, but they're not attached to the body or the chassis itself.
Right.
But they talk about how environmentally friendly the paint shop is now, how that's all put together and everything. So that's going to be a really cool episode on Corvette today. And again, you can access the YouTube channel and the podcast at CorvetteToday.com. You know, it's funny because, like I said at the beginning of your show, I love detailing. I remember when I brought home my C7 Torch Red Stingray. Aren't all Corvettes red? Have you ever read that book?
No.
There's a book called All Corvettes Are Red.
Really? Yeah.
And it's from the C5 era. As a matter of fact, the guy that said all Corvettes are red has been on Corvette Today. But
oh, nice.
it was during the C5 era, and he stood up in a GM meeting, and he was the assistant chief engineer for Corvette. And he said, damn it, all Corvettes are red. The others are just mistakes. Isn't that awesome? But that's, I remember when I brought home my Torch Red C7 manual transmission Stingray, and I detailed it with my dual action polisher. I cleaned the whole thing. I paint corrected the whole thing, and I used 22 PLE to seal the car.
Oh, Mike, you still listening?
We have, yeah.
22 PLE.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, that was October of 2013. In 10 short years, it's incredibly amazing how far we've come with detailing, ceramic coating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Exactly. It's crazy. Well, listen, let's jump into our commercial break here, and we'll come back and maybe we'll dive a little bit into detailing, since this is a detailing podcast. Maybe
let's do that.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
So I think we kind of already know the answer, but just when we went to break, Austin asked Jason, what's your favorite Corvette?
I have two. So one of them is obviously the 63 split.
63 split, that, yeah. Like, that's why I figured we probably knew that.
Yeah, but the other one is very sentimental because my grandmother used to have a 1984 gold Corvette, and I love that thing. Like, as hideous as it is, being gold, that thing was awesome.
That's a rare color, Jason.
Yeah.
And guys, you know, I know you guys all are professional detailers.
Yeah, did I freeze?
Can you still hear me?
So it figures I plugged into the Ethernet, and then we have issues. No. The whole first half, I wasn't plugged into the Ethernet. We didn't have any issues.
It's not my end.
I hate it when that happens. Yeah. And what I was going to say, guys, is I know you, all of you that watch or listen to the show are professional detailers, but I've had Adam Pitali from Adam's Polishes on Corvette today. He was one of the first 10 or 15 people that have been on the show. Adam's a personal friend of mine, and he's got a really interesting story. For detailers, I think you'd really enjoy listening to Adam's story. So Adam has sold the company, but he's still the figurehead, and he still is the guy that is the name and the face of the company. But, you know, he had a big cash out, I think, and, you know, is living now in Wyoming or Idaho, but I still see him at all the shows. As a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, we're going to Corvettes of Carlisle in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and I'll get to connect again with Adam. But his show is really cool, and his story is really, really neat.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Adam's going to be on first week of September.
There you go.
We have him. So, yeah. Yeah.
Tell him Steve Garrett from Corvette Today said hello.
I absolutely will. I'll name drop. Yeah,
absolutely.
So you said the 84. If I'm not mistaken, did they not make Corvettes in 84, or was that 83? Okay.
Yep. There's one 1983 Corvette in the National Corvette Museum. They made one car. That was it. But they started at 84. As a matter of fact, 84 is the biggest model year. They made more 84s than any other Corvette because they started it early because there's no 1983 Corvettes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was it? I forget. I can't remember. I remember one a girl I dated. She was big on Corvettes. And so that's the only reason why I know that there was no, and that's why I said I couldn't remember if it was 83 or 84, but there was a reason why they didn't do an 83, right?
Yeah, they had just the technology that came with the 84s, you know, that was the C4 era from the C3 to the C4 was a humongous technological leap, and they just couldn't get the whole car ready to go for the 1983 model year. So they started at 84 early with the C4s, and basically the rest is history.
Stats must have entered the chat. Oh no, that's Cam.
Is there a horse and cart versus a Corvette that you recommend? Oh my god!
Yeah.
What was the question again?
It's is there a horse and cart version of a Corvette that you could recommend for Jason? There's an ongoing running theme with a couple of our listeners that because of Jason's look that he's Amish.
And so, oh god. I was going to get Jason a job with ZZ Top because they need a bass player.
Yeah.
His beard's not long enough.
No, it ain't long enough, but I'll take it.
Yeah. You know what? I can't remember exactly what era it was, but federal regulations made all the cars, especially Corvettes, 180 horsepower, 190 horsepower. Yeah. So some of those were incredibly underpowered, and it was just really, really sad. Hey, it's a Corvette. It's not supposed to be underpowered.
Right. That's the funny thing that I always think about, you know, when you go back and look at, you know, classic cars, whether it's a Corvette or a Mustang or a, you know, a Chevelle or something like that, you know, they've got these big monster engines in them, and then you're like man, this thing must be fast, and you go and you look at it, it's like 250 horsepower,
right?
You know,
right.
It's like what's a car, like a big block, and it's got no power to it whatsoever.
Everybody, you know, wants a C2 Corvette big block.
Yeah
that's the desirable car, the C2 Corvette. And C2s came from 1963 through 67. They call them the mid-year cars because it's right in the middle of the 60s there. Yeah. It was the smallest generation of Corvette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So Austin's asking, what car would you pick if the Vette wasn't an option?
The poster on my wall, you guys, when I was growing up, is the white Lamborghini Countach. To this day, I still want for
yet again.
A white scissor door 12-cylinder Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. That's what I would want if Corvette was not an option.
Yeah, the Aventador. Man, you could buy a whole lot of Corvettes for.
But you know what?
The Corvette's probably faster, surprisingly.
You know, the Aventador was 600 or 700 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's mid-engine, 700 horsepower, LP700-4. So it was all-wheel drive. And, you know, it was a monster. It was a beast. You know, the new Revuelto is coming out here pretty soon. And it's a hybrid as well. It's just like the E-Ray that's coming out. So should be pretty interesting.
Like I said, everything's starting to go that way. Ferrari's got the new 296. It's a hybrid, like I think it's the 296, right? Yeah.
And the LaFerrari was a hybrid plug-in.
Yeah, the LaFerrari, the P1.
This is Alex's wheelhouse.
The 918 Spider.
Right.
From
Porsche.
Yeah.
Those are cool cars.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah,
Lamborghini has always been the poster on my wall, the white Countach with the scissor doors. I still want that to this day. I'll keep my Corvettes. I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Our friends over at Aquatech Coatings, they use the white Lamborghini as their on their marketing.
Very cool.
Which is awesome. They kind of market the coating towards that like 80s era. The teal blue and the pink, the hot pink. And then the Lamborghini and all that fun stuff.
I love the story behind Lamborghini and Ferrari. As a matter of fact, Yeah, my wife and I were watching Ford versus Ferrari, and we had one cat at the time. She said, oh, let's name him Enzo, because we were watching Ford versus Ferrari. I said, fine. So we have a cat named Enzo. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam
says, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Cam said his poster on the wall was Pam Anderson. I bet.
He had David Hasselhoff. Let's be real.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
He's from Australia. You know it was Crocodile Dundee. That's right.
Hey, and we're making right-hand drive Corvettes for Australia and New Zealand and Europe as well. So they're exporting those to Australia and New Zealand. That's for sure.
Nah, they won't drive anything but a
Land Rover.
No. Oh shoot! I just had a brain fart. The car that starts with an H, the Chevy Islander. Malibu SS or whatever.
The Hummer. Holden.
Yeah, the Holden. Okay. Yeah, that's all they drive down there is the Holden. Yeah, Holden.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about Camaros?
You know, I like Camaros. They're fine. They're good. They're fine. You know, here's the funny story.
He doesn't mean that. You're a Corvette guy.
Yeah. No, Camaro's a sister car. You know, it's the pony car for Chevrolet. You know, I support them wholeheartedly. But here's the funny thing. I used to play hockey. I was a goaltender here in Kansas City. At 32 years old, I taught myself how to skate. And then after a year of skating and teaching myself how to skate, I started playing goal. And I'm in the locker room one night. We're getting dressed with my teammates. And I said, guys, this is January of 2013. And I said, guys, did you see the new C7 Corvette? That is a Corvette I would love to own. One of my defensemen said, I can get you that car. I said, how can you get me that car? He said, I'm the new car sales manager for Hendrick Chevrolet in Kansas City. And I bought my car from them.
That's awesome.
So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the car club thing, because it doesn't seem, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I maybe just because I don't pay too much attention to it. But it doesn't seem like car clubs are as like promoted or anything as much anymore, unless you're talking like Porsche Car Club of America or
right.
Porsche Club of America or whatever. I mean, that's always huge. Things like that. I mean, usually nowadays it's just, you know, a group of guys and their exotics, you know, traveling from house to Cars and Coffee or something like that. So
going down the Dragon Tail and stuff.
Yeah. So as a car club, like what kind of things do you guys, you know, do as a car club? Like what's the benefits of, you know, being in a car club and whatnot?
Well, let me tell you, Alex, the Corvette Club of Kansas City, Missouri is the largest and oldest Corvette club in the Midwest. We have 315 members. This Corvette club was started in 1960, so it's 63 years old. But I've been president for about 8 years or so. But the club is just thriving. It's grown like crazy, and partly because, you know, we have a C7 and then now a C8 Corvette that really has spurred on a lot of people. We do tons of stuff. We have a monthly meeting. We go to dinner and we have our meeting there at the restaurant. We do lots of drives. We do lots of events. Our big Corvette car club for Kansas City is coming up in the middle of September, and it's a big deal. I DJ at the event and everything. So, you know, sometimes it helps having a disc jockey from the radio station in Kansas City as your president. There's a little bit of benefit. At least I got to be good for something, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you let it slip on air that you got a club meeting coming up or something like that.
We do the third Wednesday of every month, and we've done that for years and years and years. But everybody makes a night of it. They love to come, have dinner, commiserate with all their friends, and hang out. And then we have our meeting. The meeting goes an hour and 10 minutes, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. So we have a great time. It's a lot of fun. And we get 70, 80 people every single month. Wow. At the monthly meetings, we're having trouble finding a restaurant that is large enough to house all of our people. But we do drives, you know, we do track events, we do cruise-ins, we have big shows. And I'll tell you what, I am a member of over 400 different Corvette groups on Facebook. And what I do is I promote Corvette Today to all these different Facebook groups on a weekly basis. Because again, you know, we do a news and headlines show and I outline some of the things that we talk about during that week. But during those off weeks, when I interview A-list people in the world of Corvette, I really want these people knowing about it so they can, you know, connect with Corvette Today, whether they watch it on YouTube or listen to it on podcast, because some of these people are big, big names. You know, like I was telling you, I had the assistant chief engineer back from the C5 era on Corvette Today. I had the chief engineer from C5, C6, and C7 on. So it's been, you know, a lot of fun, but there's over 400 groups that I'm just personally a member of. And sometimes Facebook doesn't like it because I post so often they think I'm spamming, but I'm really not. Yeah. I'm just promoting the show. So
Exactly.
The Corvette clubs and groups are thriving and it's really, really good. As a matter of fact, every 5 years at the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, which is across the street from the plant, they do a Corvette caravan where they have caravans of cars, Corvettes, obviously, converging on the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They have thousands, and I mean thousands of cars there the weekend right before Labor Day. It's pretty darn amazing. And again, that's every 5 years. Coming up next year in 2024 will be the 30th anniversary caravan at the National Corvette Museum.
Oh, wow. Now, with the Corvettes that you've owned, have you ever done a delivery from the factory? Because I know they have that, right? Like you can,
yes,
you can do that as an experience.
And it's a big deal, guys. It's a huge deal. A friend of mine just took delivery of a C8 Z06 at the National Corvette Museum during the anniversary celebration. So there's the anniversary celebration, and actually his was done at the NCM Michelin Bash. The Bash is different. It's the last week of April, and that's the birthday celebration for the museum. But he took delivery, museum delivery, of his Elkhart Lake Blue Z06 with the Z07 package at the museum. So it's $1,000 extra. And by the way, next year for 2024, it goes up $500. Actually, it's $1,495. But, you know, call me a liar for $5, right? But you get a tour through the museum. You get a discount on lap tracks. You get a tour through the museum itself. You get a tour through the plant. It's a huge, huge experience. Everybody loves to do it. I unfortunately haven't done that with either of my Corvettes. We were going to do it for the C7. It's an interesting story because I put in my order at the end of September in 2013 for an April 2014 delivery, trying to get through the Kansas City winter.
Right.
A guy in the club, the Corvette Club of Kansas City, actually ordered almost the exact car that I wanted. It came in 4 months earlier than he expected. So he walked away from the car. Hendrick Chevrolet of Kansas City called me and they said, "Steve, we have your car. It's here. A guy walked away from it. Would you like to buy this car?" And I took advantage of it. We were going to do a museum delivery in April 2014, but because this car came in early, it worked out well. For my C8, same way. You know, Hendrick Chevrolet called me and they said, "We have three 70th anniversary cars coming in. Do you want one?" And it wasn't slated for a museum delivery, so I took it and delivered it from Hendrick Chevrolet.
Yeah. I had a client that when the C8s came out, was going to do that. And then I forget what ended up happening. I don't know. I can't remember if it was due to COVID related or whatever. And then he was going to have to, cause he didn't want to drive it home. So he was going to have to go up there and trailer it or pay to have it trailered home.
Right.
And then I don't know if it was because of COVID or something, he just opted out and told him, just go ahead and ship it to the dealership and I'll pick it up here. And it was an Elkhart Lake Blue one. It was actually the first C8 that I got in for correction and coding.
Wow. So
he brought it to me straight. Pretty
How
much
cool is that?
Dealership. I think I had less than 100 miles on it when he brought it into me. It was But I love that Elkhart Lake Blue. That's a really
great color.
Really pretty color.
As a matter of fact, Alex, thanks again for the segue, because last week's show on Corvette Today is all about museum delivery. A good friend of mine has owned 14 Corvettes, all separate, and he's done 3 museum deliveries. And he's on my show from last week talking about the R8C, which is the RPO code for the National Corvette Museum delivery. He talks about the museum delivery from a customer perspective. He's had 3 of them. He knows exactly what to do and how to do it.
That's cool. And Aaron had asked a few minutes ago when you were talking about the club, do you shy away any non-Corvette owners?
The only prerequisite we have for the Corvette Club of Kansas City is that you own a Corvette.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The funny thing is, we've had members that own Corvettes, but they don't run. We had a gal that had her car up on stilts for years, trying to get the engine running, doing some body work on it and stuff like that. She would always show up in her purple Challenger. It's like, hey, here comes Lisa. You know, she still hasn't got her Corvette running, obviously, but the only prerequisite we have is the is owning a Corvette.
That's it. Aaron, just go buy a Corvette. Stop asking weird questions. let's jump into our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and start wrapping up. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. So I'm going to have a little fun as we kind of wind down with this. Steve, let's get your opinion. We made a couple of jokes about it tonight. The internet always
a little stereotype, maybe.
Do what?
It's maybe a little bit of stereotyping going on.
Yeah, the stereotype of the Corvette attire. You know, I mean, so as the Corvette Club of Kansas City president for the last 8 years, you know, over you know, the hundreds of members you guys have, what percentage of your membership would you say wear the stereotype attire, maybe not knowing it?
You know, guys, we have a couple members that are legacy members. There's one guy that's been in the club out of the 63 years. He's been in for 58 of the 63 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, he'll wear the jean shorts. You know, there's a lot of guys that still wear hats when they're driving. It's like, no. Please stop. But you know what? Everybody is really nice. You know, all of my close friends came from cars. So, you know, it's kind of amazing, but it's kind of a culture. It's a lifestyle. It really is. Yeah.
I think it would be more fun if it was mandatory. You know, like you had to show up in jean shorts and the white New Balance.
You know what New Balance needs to do? New Balance needs to take the route that Puma did with, I think, Lamborghini, and make like a Corvette
Yeah.
New Balance shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoe. They need to put the cross flags right on the shoe itself.
Yes, dude. Like, yo, it will sell out.
It would. You know, New Balance and the cross flags for the Corvette, that's the perfect storm for a lot of Corvette owners.
Right. Exactly. And if this gets out to New Balance, my name is Jason Bruno. I live in Tampa, Florida. I will accept any percentage of royalties.
Send a check.
Yeah,
you better get the copyright on this real quick tonight.
Direct deposit right to Jason's account.
yeah. That way, if you gotta go to court, you can tell them that this came out first.
Yeah.
Timestamp this.
What are some other stereotype of Corvette owners maybe that we don't know about?
The midlife crisis guys, maybe.
Yeah,
the midlife crisis guys.
You know, there's a lot of midlife crisis thing, and you know, sometimes it's kind of like, you know, every once in a while you hear women, you know, they analogize it with pickup truck drivers where, you know,
small packages.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine that I grew up with in high school, she said, you know what they say about Corvette owners? I said, what do they say? And she said, well, small package. I said, you know what? I would be happy to stand up and disprove that theory. You just give me the go word and I will be happy to dispel that theory. No. We're in a restaurant. We're having lunch. Stop. It's like, all right, then shut up. You know,
this is a man who is passionate about Corvettes. He's willing to go to jail for indecent exposure to prove.
Right. You know what? I'm willing to lay it on the line, boys. Willing to lay it on the line.
So I've got a couple of questions, for you about the podcast.
Sure.
So, who is, I would say, your biggest celebrity or your biggest guest that you have gotten already on the podcast?
Dave Kindig from Ken Diggett Designs.
Okay.
You watch the Bitch and Rides on Motor Trend TV?
Uh-huh.
Dave Kindig from Kindig Designs in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, has been on the show. We talked about early, Reeves Calloway from Calloway Cars has been on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tadge Juchter, the executive chief engineer for Corvette, has been on. Also, Josh Holder, the chief engineer for Corvette. And then Harlan Charles, the brand manager, who's kind of like, you know, the vice president of marketing for Corvette, has been on. As a matter of fact, guys, at the birthday bash this year in late April at the National Corvette Museum, I had Tadge Juchter, the executive chief engineer, Josh Holder, and also Harlan Charles on the show at the same time. This has never, ever happened in the history of Corvette. So you can go watch that or listen to it at CorvetteToday.com. That was a big deal. But, nice. You know, celebrities, Adam Pitali has been on. Dave Kindig has been on. Michael Brown, who used to have a TV show on Motor Trend TV called Corvette Nation, has been on. Lance Miller, who owns Corvettes at Carlisle, has been on. Kevin McKay, who owns a restoration shop in Long Island, New York, has been on a few times. Jim Merrow, who used to be the Corvette test driver, has been on for, you know, three episodes. Lots of people. It's really kind of a hoo-hoo. It's kind of a neat deal because, like I was telling you, Corvette Today is in its fourth year. And when I'm sitting in a conversation and talking about different things, you know, they mention somebody. It's like, yep, they've been on the show. Yep, he's been on the show too. So it's one of those kind of things where I think, you know, knock on wood again, I think I've covered almost all the bases for Corvette and having celebrities on the show.
So my follow-up question to that was, who haven't you had on yet that you've been wanting to have on? Besides me and Jason, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are at the top of the list, obviously. But, you know, I've even had on, as a matter of fact, I'll do a shout-out for this guy, Todd Cooperrider from Esoteric Car Care in Columbus, Ohio. Todd has been on two or three times. I've known Todd for about 20-plus years. So Todd has been on the show. Also, John Prue over at Cornerstone Tinting in Overland Park, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City. He's done all my work here in Kansas City. So, I don't know. There's a gal who is a Corvette enthusiast on YouTube, and I'd love to have her. Her name is Amelia Hartford, and
she's awesome. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of her videos pop up lately on TikTok. Yep. And she just got the Z06-07 package or whatever right. she was talking about.
Right.
And in fact, I saw a video today where she did a drag race against the Huracan.
Wow.
And like gapped it, walked on it. And she was like blown away by, you know, the power that it had. Cause she even, bogged out a little bit on takeoff, you know I mean?
Wow.
You know, she was letting the car do the shift, you know, the automatic shifting or whatever, but
yeah.
But yeah, she said it even bogged a little bit on her takeoff. So she was kind of surprised. But yeah, cool. She's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then she's got like that 1400 horsepower Corvette or whatever with the twin turbos. It was like,
right.
I think the first one with twin turbos. Like she,
it's yeah. Her C8 is called Phoenix. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd also be neat to have someone like Supercar Blondie on, you know, Shmi 150. That'd be cool. Also, I'd love to get on James Stradman.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Stradman is a big Corvette enthusiast as well.
Yeah.
And he's also a Lamborghini guy. So he's a guy after my own heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So Stradman, Amelia Hartford, Supercar Blondie, and Shmi 150.
No, that'd be cool. So in 4 years, you've been doing the podcast. Now I know they'll always make Corvette, so they'll always technically be, you know, content for you. But do you ever think that like you'll run out of people to have on or bring on or things of that nature? Or do you feel like there's always a Corvette enthusiast out there that you can have on to talk about love of Corvettes?
Oh God, Alex, I hope I never run out of people to talk to on Corvette Today. But you know what? You're right. There's always Corvette content. It amazes me. We've been doing the news and headlines show every other week for 3.5 years, since September of 2020. And believe it or not, I'm still amazed that every 2 weeks we have enough content to do a full show. You know, all of our shows run 30 to 40 minutes. I've got one coming up with the Chuck Valentini, the paint shop guy at the Bowling Green Assembly Plant. His Corvette Today podcast is 50 minutes. But, you know, hopefully I never run out of people to talk to or content to have on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you just have regular, like, Corvette owners on to talk about cars, or do you try to always kind of have a little bit more of like that, you know, somebody with something to do with Corvette?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, because there's a website for Corvette enthusiasts called midenginecorvetteforum.com. And obviously it focuses on the C8 Corvette. One of the guys that owns that, his name is John Elegant. And yes, his last name is Elegant. He has owned 25 years worth of Corvettes. I always say every Corvette owner has a story, and they will tell you that story if you let them.
Yeah.
John has 25 years of Corvette stories. He started with, I think, the C5 Corvette, but I had John on and we did a show called Every Corvette Owner Has a Story. It was so listened to and so watched and so well received. We did a second version of the show about a month later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he talks about the stories that he's had over his 25 years of owning Corvettes. It's really cool.
Wow.
No, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Steve, I enjoyed this episode. I wasn't sure what to think of it when you emailed and pitched it to us. I know Jason was like all on board.
I was excited. Jason love Corvettes.
Jason loves Corvettes. He loves hearing about them, talking about them. And I was like, man, I know we can make this work, but you know,
yeah.
And this hour and 5 minutes has kind of flown by. But I've got some work to do now. So otherwise, because we'd probably go all night, but I've got some work now with this episode to get it out tomorrow. Listen, I mean, we appreciate you, you know, for reaching out, giving us some out of the box thinking. I know you've probably mentioned it 100 times on the episode, but one more time for people that maybe weren't listening, if somebody's interested in, you know, finding out more about you or, you know, the podcast or whatever, give us all your links and socials again and all that fun stuff.
Sure. It's CorvetteToday.com. You can sign up for weekly emails that I send out twice a week. You can watch the podcast from CorvetteToday.com. You can listen to the show or watch it on YouTube. You can sign up for being in the Facebook group. And again, you can follow me on YouTube at Steve Garrett DJ, disc jockey. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yep. At Steve Garrett DJ on Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, Instagram. So I've got an Instagram page for Corvette Today and personally myself. You guys can find me. If you want to write to me, SteveGarrettDJ@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Guys, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be on your show. I've loved your show. Like I said, I'm a geek about detailing. My Corvettes are always well taken care of. They're PPF'd and ceramic coated and obviously paint corrected. So yeah. I love hearing about everything that you guys do. And yeah. I'm an armchair quarterback when it comes to detailing.
Well, we appreciate it. And listen, hopefully maybe we made a connection with Aaron and you. I mean, hopefully right. Aaron will reach out to you, shoot you a message or something like that. And, you know, maybe it's something you guys can work out, or maybe you can, you know, set them up with some business. And again, Aaron, you can send that check every month or whatever to me and Jason, give you an address you could send it to, or routing number or something you can direct deposit for us.
I think the podcast has like a Zelle or something,
you know? Yeah, at this point we probably should.
Yeah. And you guys can reach me through my Facebook Messenger, you know, and the Facebook group Corvette Today Podcast. If you look that up on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, yeah. excuse me. You can find me there, SteveGarrettDJ@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, listen, Steve, appreciate it, buddy. I look forward to talking to you again. This will go out tomorrow, so I will email you the link so you can be able to share it anywhere that you want to share it to, let people know you are on a different podcast other than your own.
Guys, thanks again for everything.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Will you take care? Have a good rest of your night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again for everything, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, man. So Corvette Today, that was a pretty fun one.
Oh, yeah. I just love hearing about somebody like I know enough about Corvettes to be like, yeah, I love Corvettes, but I don't know as much like as him. And hearing like stuff that he knows about him is just, it's awesome hearing that, man. I love the history of Corvette.
Yeah. No, and it's neat too, because, you know, I mean, sometimes you think of, you know, like, oh, there's a detailing podcast. Well, yeah, there's a few of us out here or whatever, but you know, like you go, wow, there's only one podcast about Corvettes. Like, I mean, you would think like, you know, that would be a pretty popular topic for, you know, people to be talking about or whatever. So it's pretty interesting, man. I know you checked out a couple of his episodes. I listened to a couple of them the other night while I was at Cheer. One of them was the news thing, and dude, like I was surprised, like how, you know, like they're talking about like how many numbers of you know this model are coming out for this year, uh-huh. and how many you know are coming out for next month, and I was like, holy crap, like, man, they get like they get down to the new, like a little thing. Bit of everything with it. Yeah it was pretty interesting.
I'm definitely gonna listen to the one with the paint guy.
Yeah,
like I knew Corvettes get painted different than the other, you know, GM vehicles, you know.
Yeah,
but like, yeah. I need, what the fuck are they doing with the other vehicles? I need to know why the paint is so soft
on the trucks and everything. Yeah, in the truck plant in like Mexico or something. So it's probably,
I don't know.
Probably worse paint down there. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Well, this was a good one, man. I, you know, I hope everybody enjoyed this. It's a little different than what we normally do, but at the same time, like that's what these are all about. It's just having a conversation about things that we love, cars and paint and, mm-hmm. you know, and detailing and it was right. And it was a little fun to poke fun at the, you know, the stereotypes with the jorts and the New Balance.
What a good sport. Love it.
Exactly. So, all right, buddy. I appreciate you as always.
Thanks for everybody who joined us tonight.
Yeah, thanks everybody who joined us. Thanks for keeping it tame. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so you guys have a good night, day, weekend, whatever time you're listening to this. We appreciate it. If you want to become a guest on the podcast, detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com, send us an email and we'll get you on. And we crushed the 100K, as you guys probably know by the last episode. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much. We are just racking the numbers up. We're almost at 101. Is that, yeah, is that how I want to say it? 101,000? Yeah. Last I look at it, we were like 100,900. So probably in the next day or so, we'll hit 100,001. So that'll be pretty quick to do 1,000 episodes in the past 7 days or so. So yeah. And we muchly appreciate Steve coming on from Corvette today as our guest. So we'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye. We'll be right back.